talk to us now and go to the TNT Radio Interactive live chat room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT. Cutting through the clutter. This is Johnny Vedmore on today's News Talk, TNT.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Johnny Vedmore Show on TNT Radio. Soon we'll be speaking to a man who makes me laugh. But first, the world is full of anger, sadness, rage, and overflowing with lies. We all know it. We all see it. We all question it, and we mostly respond with the same. After all, sadness begets sadness, rage begets rage, lies begets lies, and anger leads to suffering, which I'm informed leads to the dark side. So how do we remain well-natured and kind-hearted in a world which is rife with negativity? Because we must do this. We must be positive about the future and not become disheartened. On the independent media, we research the worst people who have ever existed, and I really mean the worst people who have ever existed. Personally speaking, I have a method not to let this affect me when I'm researching a topic. While I was helping to research One Nation Under Blackmail and a wider Epstein network, one of my tasks was to read every witness statement from the victims of one of the most prolific and well-known child traffickers in history. Story after story of pain, trauma, and misery. And I had to learn how to emotionally disconnect from that pain. This happens with almost every dark subject which I research. In fact, I spend the first few days of researching an article being very angry, and after a couple of days, I become very stoic about everything. I don't keep it with me. This can also be negative at times because my reaction to really negative information often becomes matter of fact. It's all water off a duck's back once you've experienced it enough times. And if you must keep swimming in murky waters, then you must learn to maintain a sunny disposition. Sometimes people do horrible things to each other, but we shouldn't carry it with us. The people I talk to have often been led to researching the worst of the worst simply because their own trauma has led them to do that. Personal trauma is a weighty anchor, which many people never get over. It took me decades to come to terms with my own childhood experiences of being groomed, physically and emotionally abused, and being left to feel disregarded and unloved. And I was in my mid-30s before I realized that I had a voice worth using and experience which could help others overcome their trauma. I often use a mixture of honesty and comedy to be able to reach people because no one really wants to experience your personal trauma secondhand. They want to experience your resolve. They want to experience your mental fortitude. They want to experience the things which can teach them to be resilient. They don't want to cry anymore. They want to experience love, happiness, and laughter. And for that, you must learn how to leave your own trauma behind and to begin working on helping others overcome or rationalize their own negative experience. This is why I love people who bring bad news with a pinch of salt or who bring negative experience with a joke or two. Because as human beings, the only real way to leave trauma behind is to learn how to be kind. As Eric Hunley was just saying, learn how to smile, learn how to spread positivity, and most of all, learn how to laugh. We know this to be true, even if we don't vocalize it properly. But jokes about some of the worst subjects on earth often ease the pain and help us go through the process where we distance ourselves from trauma, and ergo, we are able to rationalize that trauma logically and overcome our own pain. Of course, there are levels to such trauma and a time and a place for comedy. walking up to someone who's just been run over by a car and telling him a range of car accident jokes isn't going to help. Of course, someone has to be ready to overcome trauma before they can indulge in the irony of the comedy associated with that experience. But comedy is a very important place, has a very important place in the process of overcoming pain and moving on. Don't hide away from your pain. Confront it until you can ridicule it. Eventually, you will be able to overcome that pain. Now, just before we go over back to Monsieur Clark for some current affairs on today's News Talk TNT, for a complete list of shows and our schedule offered on TNT, simply visit our website at tntradio.live. We serve up the latest live news and current affairs presented by a host of credible and expert commentators who can separate fact from fiction, truth from propaganda, right here on TNT.
Conversations to inform and include.
It's meant for everyday people to understand.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
So earlier this week, U.S. officials announced that avian influenza had been detected in the milk from cows in at least two states. Oh, my Lord. Here with the story, join me once again, is TNT news producer Adam Clark, a.k.a. Ruckus. How are you doing, Adam?
Well, I was doing fine until I caught news of this, as it were, because I don't like where this could be headed, if you know what I mean. Let's leave aside for the minute whatever one wants to believe about viruses and pandemics. This is one of those things that doesn't matter what happened. It's more what's going to happen now as a result, right? This is not good. So, yes, the official news, I think it's actually up to three states now. Oh, my goodness. So they're saying they detected this in Texas, which is the state I live in, by the way. I better stop drinking milk. Texas and Kansas dairy cows, they have tested positive for bird flu, which is kind of funny because they're not birds, they're cows. Yep. So what is going on here? Officials are calming everybody's fears because, you know, when the officials say, don't be afraid, that's probably when you should be afraid. Or maybe they know that by now. But they said that the country's commercial milk supply is completely safe and that the risk to people remains low. That is until they decide how to spin it and sell a vaccine, right? What happened is the cows in Kansas and Texas were exhibiting symptoms of bird flu. So they knew they were onto them. They had low appetite and they tested positive. They probably shoved a swab up the cow's nose and tested them positive for the highly, highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI. This is all according to, take this with a grain of salt, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This was an announcement they made on Monday, March 25th. Dead wild birds were found on both farms where these samples were taken from. The birds are the likely culprit. According to the agency, they believe the birds introduced the influenza onto the farms. Way to go, Sherlock. The milk is being, quote, diverted or destroyed so that it does not enter the food supply, end quote. That is what the department said. I hope you understand what that means. That's right. They are getting rid of the milk. Quote, at this stage, there is no concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply or that it is this circumstance poses a risk to consumer health, end quote. That's the official statement. Now, here's the people that we don't want to get involved, but here they come. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration are involved in the investigation. I should probably just stop right there, right? I think, do I say anymore? Additional testing is being conducted, according to the reporting, as is genome sequencing. Oh, boy. Now, three dairy farms in Texas, in addition to two in Kansas, have tested positive for the influenza strain, according to state officials. Cattle swabbed at one of the farms tested positive for the flu. Similarly, calming fears. Let's see. This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller in a statement, quote, there is no threat to the public and there will be no supply shortages. No contaminated milk is known to have entered the food chain. It has all been dumped. In the rare event that some affected milk enters the food chain, the pasteurization process will kill the virus, end quote. I would suggest that part is very important so that if somebody does eventually get sick and they want to say they got sick from the milk, the only way that happens is it's coming from like a Whole Foods Amish kind of place, if you know what I mean. Anyway, cattle with the influenza exhibit symptoms such as fever and a thick and discolored milk, according to the agency. That sounds nasty. Farmers recently noticed a sharp decrease in the amount of milk that are being produced by the cows. Another indication. The impacted cattle are estimated to produce up to 40% less milk for 7 to 10 days. Now, according to Mr. Miller, poultry with bird flu, that makes sense because birds, anyway, they are usually killed, but the affected cattle, hey, we're safe. They are expected to recover for now. You never know. According to the USDA, there's been, quote, little to no associated mortality, end quote, among the affected herds. Kansas officials said that the initial testing did not identify changes to the influenza that would indicate mammal-to-mammal transmission, meaning any risk to the public, quote, unquote, remains low. Until they change the story, like next week, right? So, this is getting scary already, Johnny. But what do you think about this kind of thing? Do you think the bird flu is jumping from mammal to mammal and we're next? What say you?
Yeah, I've done a lot of research about this. I was just laughing because I was looking in the TNT radio chat. Little Carol was saying cows grew wings. And someone else said that cows sure got beef with birds now. That's what Mazzy says. Yeah, there's lots of jokes that come up, but this is pretty serious stuff because, you know, what they're trying to do is spark another global pandemic. And this, an epidemic at least. I mean, one thing that I saw just after the lockdown lifted when I was living in Chile is suddenly all over the news was about how these sea lions in Chile had COVID and tested positive for COVID. And you know the thought of how many people hang around with sea lions. I mean, it was just insane. The chances that you're going to have human, I mean, the chance of that happening anyway, zoonotic spread is very unlikely. But the people who have given these myths to us, a lot of these myths about spread and how viruses spread, are the people who have created the computer modeling and who happen to be in charge of the pandemics when they arise. So in Britain in 2001, we had the infamous foot and mouth crisis where all of the normal measures put in place to prevent foot and mouth were scrapped because Roy Anderson and Neil Ferguson took charge and decided that they would cull 8 million cows instead and start looking at whether or not they could pretend sheep had it too so they could start a cull of sheep. And then for over the next 20 years up until COVID, they kept trying to spark up a pandemic by saying bird flu is going to kill 200 million in China. It was one of them in about 2006, 2007. So, of course, bird flu is a really good way for them to try and push an agenda and try and scare people. Now, we may not be scared of it now, but in 20 years' time, enough of them may have happened, enough of these scares may have happened that one of them will look real enough that they can jump upon. That's what I think about it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we live in a world now where it doesn't take 20 years in that cycle. I mean, it was just 2 weeks ago when we had the last pandemic. I mean, sorry, 4 years. 2 weeks. Where did that come from? 2 weeks to slow the spread wound up being like 3 or 4 years. So, and they keep threatening us, warning that there's a disease X coming soon. This is the worst kind of story. Was I being a little too bit on the nose, tongue in cheek, or am I wrong indicating that they might use this type of thing to whip this up into a frenzy? Already, the reports are updating that now cows in New Mexico are displaying similar symptoms to the ones in Texas and Kansas, and that they want everybody to know officially that officials in Iowa are monitoring the situation very closely. That's because Iowa is a huge dairy producing state. In the very least, whether or not they want to use this as an excuse to frighten the public into another pandemic type scenario, ultimately it's a perfect excuse to continue to destroy milk, destroy cattle, and eat the bugs, get ready for that lab meat coming from Mr. Bill Gates, that kind of thing. So I'm incredibly alarmed by this news, Johnny, and I'm going to keep a very close eye on this one, buddy.
Yeah, a lot of milk goes through a pasteurizing process and other processes. The idea that because they had the cold, the milk comes out all gloopy seems to me that a bit of a I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I think that maybe 7 to 10 days while a cow's ill, maybe you don't want to take the milk, but I doubt it'll have any serious effect. But I think you are right. This is, as we know, an assault on farming that has been going on for quite a long time and has all of the same characters behind it. And of course, that assault on farming will eventually lead to a reduction of people naturally, which I don't know what type of agenda that suits, but it certainly suits their agenda. Thank you for coming with the news. It's really nice to talk to you today, Ruckus. I'm sure you'll be back tomorrow, yeah?
Absolutely. I'll see you then, Johnny.
Awesome. Well, this is today's News Talk, TNT.
TNT's Chris Smith.
I can tell you that Donald Trump is projected to win primaries in the states of Texas, Minnesota, Colorado, Virginia, Maine, Massachusetts, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and North Carolina. And in a little bit of a turn up, the northeastern state of Vermont looks to have gone to his final rival, the former United Nations ambassador, Nikki Haley. Now, Nikki Haley's team has said that she won't be speaking tonight. That has been construed by many of the reporters in that location as she's about to exit the race in the next 24 hours.
Chris Smith on today's News Talk, TNT.
The Irish government is proposing a law known as the Hate Speech Bill that threatens free speech. This law could have dire consequences for our democracy.
Next month, and then on to the next week.
This law will have uncertain effects on artistic and musical expression.
Please support us.
It could stifle the activity of public campaigning on political and civil issues and also curtail speech relating to topics about religion, ethnicity, sex, and gender.
You could even be jailed for possessing documents, cartoons, or memes on your devices, even if you never read them or intended on sharing them. Mere possession could make you a criminal under this law. Help stop this law. Visit www.freespeechireland.ie/takeaction to bin the hate speech bill.
Plug in.
Website
TNTradio.live.
Check it out.
Today's News Talk Radio.
It's the coolest.
TNT.
Hi, and welcome back to the Johnny Bedmore Show here on today's News Talk TNT. I'm looking forward to this one. We're going to have a bit of an open conversation with man. And as you heard from my monologue, this is a man who does make me laugh. Yeah, my second guest on today's Johnny Bedmore Show is pure gold, you could say. I'm sure he's heard that pun before. He has a light heart, keen eye, and he knows how to lighten up the worst news out there. You can find him tweeting under the handle @GoldEagleMedia. And he is a funny boy, to be sure. Simon Gold, welcome to the Johnny Bedmore Show on today's News Talk TNT. How is the world treating you today?
Well, hello, Johnny. Well, hello, Johnny. The world is treating me just fine. That's for little Carol, who I'm looking forward to seeing. Little Carol coming onto your show as well. She wanted a bit more tunes, a bit more show. She said about, because it's very chilly here in South Wales. We actually had hail earlier on.
Yes, we did. Of course, this is something about us too, is that we both live in South Wales. Simon, you live just down the road from me, don't you? So it's we share weather as well, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. We also share the depression of living in South Wales. I don't know if you're into the circus show, which is called football, but yesterday Wales got knocked out. They were in a playoff final to get to Germany for a championship, and they lost on penalties. And of course, we had Drickford as well has gone with another puppet has come in as well. So it's all doom and gloom here in Wales. But it was interesting just before my break, they're listening to Ruckus, and you were talking about bird flu, and you forgot about swine flu. Because I remember swine flu, because you had to have an ointment for it. And this is what's happening now with this bird flu, is they're going to give you some tweetment.
Oh, really? They're going to make you rub the lotion upon its skin or you'll get the hose again? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think they missed a treat. They missed a trick with the bird flu for vegans, because they could catch like the tofu, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it is true. There was a lot in between foot and mouth disease and the actual sparking of COVID, and that included a bird flu scare, a swine flu scare, another bird flu scare, an Ebola scare, and a load of other scares too, because they like to try and spark some sort of fundamental change that can then seek to grab a power, and a power grab is what most of these guys are after. So for the audience, Simon, why when did you start Gold Eagle Media then?
Well, I started it as a result of lockdown, because, you know, we were told you're not allowed to leave your house or anything. And, you know, well, I'm not going to wear a mask. So you could just say you're exempt. So work that out. And then I also worked out as well that if you were a journalist, that was a valid reason for being out. So I started Gold Eagle Media for literally just as a front, so that I was able to come and go and carry on my life as normal. So I'm not even a real journalist as such. I've sort of like grown into the role. I'm just pretend. You know, these are the things that we had to do, because in everything, there is a way to get around, you know, certain laws. I mean, the elites are very good at it with taxes. You know, they'll find that little loophole that they don't have to pay. And that's my little thing that I did. I found a little loophole, started up Gold Eagle Media, and I was just basically having fun. I started producing videos, and Mrs. Gold Eagle, my parody of a wife. I've become a parody, Simon. Yes, unfortunately, she has. She rewrote lyrics for songs, and still available on YouTube. But I had my channel. I was posting all sorts of things. I posted the VAERS, which is like the same as the yellow card reporting system in the UK. I just did like a little report about it. And my channel got cancelled. It was like, what's that all about? You know, I didn't really do anything. So I then started up a new YouTube channel under Gold Eagle Media. But this is the trouble that we've had, is that, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, Johnny. I mean, how many nudes in bio have you seen since Muskie took over Twitter? Is it ridiculous or what?
Yes, I there is much worse. The entirety of X since Musk took over includes some of the worst things you can ever imagine, and it just does not seem to be any filter in certain parts, especially with stuff that we probably wouldn't want to speak about on air. There's everything going on out there, and yeah, nudes in bios that come up like that, and it seems to come up on all of the things that they want to of course admonish any of the tweets they want to look down upon. But yeah, there's something special going on there. I think it's I personally have to say that I think it's Grok. I think what they're doing is they're scraping up, and they're creating X as a platform to scrape up for AI, and then they're feeding the AI with all of the information. And so for AI to understand things, it needs to be almost unfiltered. So there's a certain element where they're learning how to shadow ban people. I think there's probably to go alongside the nudes in bio tweets you get coming up nowadays, I think that they're having X is just becoming a place for people for basically any information to be grabbed so that they can decide, the AI can eventually decide what you're allowed to say and what you're allowed to do. And this is, I suppose, probably happened the same with WeChat in China as the Everything app. So just before we get on, actually, we're going to take a short break here. But when we come back, there's going to be loads to discuss, because you're a guy who, you're not only funny, you're pretty switched on, Simon. You know what's going on in the world. You have a charm at being able to twist things, you know, to make them funny. So I look forward to coming back and having a proper conversation. You're listening to today's news talk on TNT.
Okay, everybody, listen up.
Big news.
Big news.
Real big news.
Here we go.
Now, TNT Radio News.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has selected Silicon Valley lawyer Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential running mate. British farmers, in a significant demonstration against what they perceive as government neglect of the agricultural industry, drove over 100 tractors through central London. The Veterans Minister, Johnny Mercer, has been legally ordered by Sir Charles Haddon Cave to reveal the names of sources who informed him about alleged misconduct by Special Forces personnel in Afghanistan.
Why not give TNT Radio a follow? We're on all major social platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gab, and Getter. Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time right here on today's News Talk.
TNT Radio.
TNT Radio.
Welcome back to the Johnny Vedmore Show on TNT Radio. I'm here with Simon Gold, and just before... I did stop just a little bit earlier so we could let the news happen, but I think that Hamilton 68, as we know, ran on Twitter, and then they did this whole Twitter expose. Oh, look, Musk has taken over, and now everything is going to be different. But I think, and this is why the nudes in bio thing makes sense, I think we're on Hamilton 69. I think that's where we've got to now. What do you think? Do you think X is a platform for free speech, or is it just pretending to be a platform for free speech, Simon?
Well, I have lots of hashtags. One of my hashtag, as well as I love you, Johnny, hashtag no homo. One of my hashtags is hashtag it was all planned. It's an echo chamber. It's always been an echo chamber. Every chat that I go on, okay, I'm just talking to the same people. I'm not getting any interaction. Now and again, it's a bit like Harry Potter, when there's a troll in the dungeons, that you'll get, you know, some weird lefty will come on and go, oh, you're a bigot, or whatever it is on there. But I'm not getting any interaction. To be honest, Johnny, I don't know what I'm still doing on there, because what am I achieving? What is my end goal? Okay, my end goal is, right, I want a revolution. I want the powers that be that rule over us to be taken down, all of them. I want the civil service gone. Saying this might get me into prison, maybe, but at least I get three square meals a day, because the cost of living now has just got absolutely ridiculous. I'm sort of thinking about doing a D.D. Denslow and just stepping out of the matrix for a while. Because the thing is with Twitter, it's great because we're having interaction. We've got all in jokes between us, and we've got our own little clique, and it's good. And the more people that come on, you know, into our clique, it's good. You know, we've got some banter going. We've got some lols. But... you know, other than have you seen this news story and that news story, we're not actually achieving much. And that's what I want to use it as a tool to, rather than wait for all these things of Agenda 2030, because basically this Agenda 2030, this is the big A that's coming. I'm getting distracted there because I didn't want to talk about the immigration, but I just remembered then about Steve Laws saying we've only got until 2060, and it's like, no man, you know, the plans will be in place before 2030. We're looking at the 15-minute cities, the digital currency. And I think it won't be long before Twitter start doing this verification where you have to, you know, send in your ID, verify yourself, so that when the online harms bill comes, that if you do say anything, I mean, it's just like, it's like China, you know, it's like Korea. But at the moment, Korea sounds like North Korea, sounds like the place I'd like to go, to be honest.
Yeah, it does sound like a place that is closer to freedom nowadays. It's insane, but it's true. And you're right about China. I mean, China was very much the model, wasn't it? They could not push because of the cloak of freedom of speech that they put upon us, that they pretend that we've got freedom of speech. They couldn't move as fast as China towards what is Agenda 2030, essentially the same agenda, a globalist agenda that leads you ending up from 15-minute cities into mega cities, etc., and you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, that is already happening in China, and what if you look at how that got there, it's exactly what's going on in places like the UK, the US, of course in the Western world. What's your solution to any of this? I mean, obviously you're saying, you know, there's that matrix out there where you don't feel like you're getting anywhere because no one can really hear your voice. But if you come off it, no one can hear your voice either. What can we do to change that?
Well, firstly, what I'd say is platforms like TNT Radio, those in chat now, like Little Carol, Wild Heather, you've got Dark Commission, all these people that are in the tribe, they need to do their thing. And you need to share the hell out of TNT Radio and tell people. And what we need is numbers. If we're going to win anything, we need numbers. You only need 2% for a revolution, 2% outside London on a weekday, not on a Saturday. They're arranging a million march. I think it's coming up in May or might even be June. But it's on a Saturday. It's great to go on these marches and meet people. But basically, the tribe, that's what we have to do. We have to tell people, try and get the numbers on. Try and, you know, it was all this Great Awakening, which unfortunately, you know, is sort of like come to a bit of a standstill because we've got elections coming now. You know, it's all we're all getting back into Trump and all of the thing that comes out. This bridge coming down yesterday, this for me epitomizes what the truthing community has actually become. I saw within an hour, I saw somebody coming up with there wasn't a boat. It was all filmed. And it's like, you know, the theories of it was exploded. Look at this video. And I think one of the reasons that we're finding it hard to fight back is because we have no leadership. The freedom movement has always been leaderless. It's always been different people. And we've been split. Completely split over all the you could call them psyops, or you could call them whatever you want, the incidents with Israel, you got Ukraine before that. And all we're doing is we're arguing amongst people. And even politically, if politics is the answer, which a lot of people believe that politics is the answer. There's Mark Windows, great guest for you to have on your show, Johnny. Oh, and I must say as well, John, your guests, your caliber of guests when you started coming on, it's brilliant, mate. I am a big follower of Richie Allen, and I'm actually watching your show rather than watching Richie Allen's show. So it's great because what you're bringing to TNT as well as it's chance for my joke as well as how many truthers would it take to change a light bulb?
Go on.
I'm not going to tell you, okay? You need to be like Johnny Vedmore and do your own research. Because that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about researching, et cetera, et cetera. But it's down to us, the tribe. It's down to platforms like Unity News Network to sort of try and get us all together. I can't see any unity because we're so split now. Going back to the politics of it, the girl from UKIP that took over, she's finished now with UKIP. I've forgotten what her name is. It's one of the things of getting old. But Sarah Jane or something like that. And what she did was she wanted to amalgamate all of the opposition to Labour Liberal, you know, the independents, okay? But Reform didn't want to know. Nobody wants to know. For them, it's all about personalities and that individual thing. Now, I'm not about, I don't care. I love working behind the scenes because I believe, like I believe in TNT Radio, I believe in UNN. These platforms where we've got freedom of speech, where we can tell our truth. We can get guests on who maybe we think are a little bit dodgy, you know, he actually voted for lockdown. You know, why should I trust him? So it is good that we've got these platforms, but there's no point unless we're getting the word out.
Agreed. Listen, we're going to go to a quick break, but I got a lot to say in response to that. You're listening to today's news talk on TNT.
Not see it coming. It's pre-diabetes, and it captures 1 in 3 adults. You may not even know you have it, but you can escape. Take the 1-minute pre-diabetes risk test to know where you stand. With early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Be your own hero on smartphones everywhere at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Internet crimes against children in New Mexico are real. And when it comes to protecting your children, the New Mexico AG's office and the ICAC unit are on the front lines. I'm New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas. There's nowhere to hide for online predators in New Mexico. We are working tirelessly using state-of-the-art technology and resources to seek out and find them wherever they are. Please talk to your children about the dangers that exist online. Social media, games, and messenger apps. It's always important to know who you're talking to.
Help fight online predators in New Mexico by submitting a tip today.
This is Johnny Vedmore on today's News Talk. TNT.
Welcome back to the Johnny Vedmore Show. I'm here with Simon Gold. You said there was a fair few things you said. One was talking about people like Little Carol, Dark Mission, Wild Heather were in the chat. These are the people who can help mobilize. And it's very much true. I mean, I got to meet Wild Heather and Little Carol at an event on the weekend. That was a thing. Meeting Little Carol's a thing as well. Oh, she knows it. She's in the chat. She'll tell me. she's a special lady. And Dark Commission, he's someone as well who doesn't really go on many of the platforms that we were talking about. He stays off it. He kind of looks for the news that interests himself. And you were mentioning Richie Allen. Now, Richie Allen is someone who I listened to him religiously for years and years, including when I went away to Chile. But the last, I went on his show multiple times. He was someone who gave me a platform when no one else would give me a platform at all. And he gave me a little warning before I went off to Chile. On his the last show I was on, he said, be careful. And he was honest in his voice. And I should have listened to him, really. You know, I should have listened to him. There's a lot going on out there, but he hasn't spoken to me again since. And I'm a bit sad about that because I'd love to speak with Richie again. He's such an awesome dude. And when you're talking about TNT Radio being one of these and Unity News Network being these places where you can actually have real freedom of speech, I'm not given anything apart from free rein. That seems, for me, it's like I couldn't even imagine that existing 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, to this extent. I think we are on the cusp of that. How do we get further with that? Is it just us all standing up together, or do we have to invest in you know, supporting these smaller freedom of speech platforms to make them into the biggest freedom of speech platforms?
Well, let's do the research. Let's look into what the problem is with companies like TNT Radio, UNN. And it's all to do with the business model. It's all to do with funding, because you've got the likes of GB News, right? And you've got people that will chuck millions at them. I mean, their funding as well, just to get onto that, because I'm sure you've done the research on that, that they're actually connected to Legatum, Bill and Melinda Gates, et cetera, et cetera. Now, unfortunately, you don't get within the freedom, truth and movement people with money. So it's really hard, which is why it's important that the supporters do get behind and buy the merch at the TNT shop, that they do go and tell people and donate even, you know, because even if it's a couple of quid, because when you think about it, right, a couple of quid in your pocket and you got to be keeping cash in your pocket because you've got to keep cash alive. You know, it's not a lot really, is it? You know, just to donate £2, £3, £4. And it's, if everyone does it, then that helps, you know, with paying production staff, with doing paying for your time. Because unfortunately, in this freedom movement, for you to give up your full-time job and do what you do, it's just not viable. It's all about the money, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And that's you know, the basics to it. What more can we do was the question. Oh, just got to keep at it, man. You just got to keep interviewing the doctors. You had Kaufman on the other day. Do you mean? It's like, you know, all these people. And it's like, to be getting these people on, whether you agree with them or not, just to be listening to them, because you don't get that on the mainstream. So we're becoming the alternative media. But until we sort out the funding, you know, to get people to actually put money in, you know, put their hands in their pocket to pay, because, of course, the BBC have a license, which if you don't pay, you're going to be in trouble. If you just watch TNT for free, or UNN, or UK Column, or, you know, other platforms are available, and all these little creators as well, content creators. In the alternative media, if we had someone who had a lot of money, we could really start up the alternative, the real alternative media. And I mean, TNT have come pretty close to that in the last 2 years. I mean, I really wish they'd been around for a little bit longer, you know, four years ago, because it is, you know, we were talking about Agenda 2030. It's global, you know, and that's what TNT are really good. They've got a global audience, because if we are to have a revolution, it needs to be a worldwide revolution, not just in the UK. It needs to be everywhere. But unfortunately, it's just going to be popcorn time. We're going to sit back. We're going to watch the election. We're going to watch other stuff going on. So, you know, I don't like being a defeatist on there, which is why I'm an advocate, right, of get busy living. This is what we've got to do. It's great to know what's going on, right, to get the inside track, to know that you're talking the truth. But you mustn't forget to have fun, because life at the end of day is very, very short. And you were talking earlier as well, Johnny, about you know, these normies carrying on. You know, they're still living their life. They're out having fun because they're not worrying about anything. So I think we need to worry less about it, and maybe just maybe, we can come together with solutions. Did you see that bat to go against ULEZ? Someone had come up with the idea of putting a little wooden bat house, and this is for protected bats on there. It's little clever things like that, because at the end of the day, right, they think we're stupid. The powers that be think that we'll just do a video of Kate Middleton and the peasants will stop asking questions. But this is what TNT Radio do. They ask the questions, and we just got to keep asking them.
Yeah, indeed. I'm looking down in the TNT Radio chat when you were talking earlier when we were talking. And little Carol says, just a minute, Johnny. I'm not special. I never licked any windows in the hotel at all. That's the hotel we were staying at for the event. And Wild Heather said, yes, you are, little Carol, because these people are very special. They do have a voice. They are looking for the truth. And once they see the truth, it's hard to go back. I think a lot of it is about that one moment when you wake people up, that one moment where you can actually reach people and understanding how that works. Well, a lot of the time it comes to people having a shock. So I'm not surprised that TNT is only like platforms like that have only been around for a few years now, because we've had so many shocks that it's led to people developing these platforms in response to their shock and their surprise. And there's one thing I think I know that someone approached me for some reason. Someone approached me and said that I should talk with some people who were tech pioneers about getting them involved with Twitter. And I couldn't understand what they were talking about. They were talking about getting funding. And I thought, what do you mean Twitter funded? And they were talking about a double tap technology to use on Twitter that basically will allow people to double click and tip people when they like them. They're on their profile page, you'll tap the screens a few times and it donates some little bit of money. But of course, systems like that become uncontrollable, and what will happen is that the independent media will suddenly become funded, and they won't introduce those sort of technologies unless they can make it about them and only them, and they can make sure that money is funneled to the top. So I think we've got I agree with you completely. I'd love to find a way for platforms like TNT and UNN and others to actually gain their funding. I'm not sure if it's just by buying merch, though. I think we need something bigger and more fundamental. Do you have any suggestions on what fundamentally could change that could bring that funding?
For TNT, you need to go into a subscription mode. That's what we do at TNT, because it's then supporter funded. Unfortunately, though, because over the years with everything that's gone on, because we're talking out about Israel, we're not talking the same opinion that they like to hear. We've lost a lot of that funding. So is that subscription model, is that a good one or not? I don't know. What I've noticed a lot, okay, is that, because you know this psychological operations that they talk about, because for me, when I went to drama college, and stupidly enough at drama college, I mean, I never understood it, but we had to study psychology. Apparently it was something about becoming a character. You know, you had to live that person. You actually had to be that person. So one of the things that I did was that after, you know, like it was about the first, second, maybe third week of doing the psychology, it started to affect me, because someone would come up to me and say, good morning. And I'd be questioning, why are they saying good morning to me? Why haven't spoken to me before? What do they want? What are they looking at? And I'm looking at their body language. And, you know, if it was a girl, I'm thinking, does she fancy me? Does she want me? Shall I ask her out? Do you mean there's all these questions that are going on? And this is the attack that we have been under and still are. And there's still more to come as well. So this is why I think it was Wild Heather said, oh, notice how Gold Eagle's wearing the same thing as Johnny. Now, I wore this because of what I'm about to say now. It's because I planned it. I was watching Johnny came on my thing, and I thought, oh, I just couldn't find a white shirt. Well, I had a white shirt, but it had a little black mark on it. So what I did there was I planned it. And when you talk about waking people up, because once people can see that the BBC are manipulating you, that you've got this sort of herd thought that if enough people believe you, no matter what nonsense you're talking, you actually have a bit of power. And this is the trouble with our truthing movement, because truth is power. And we as humans, we want to be all-knowing. You know, it gives us that little bit of thing. I know what's going on. Agenda 2030. Oh, just you wait and see. And this is why people like David Icke has been so prophetic. That's prophetic, not pathetic, but he's very prophetic. Because what he's been, what he was talking about 10 years ago when I woke up. The reason I woke up as well, because Mrs. Gold Eagle woke me up. She said, do you want the blue pill or the red pill? And I thought, whoa, I thought, hey, yeah, go on. I'll try the red pill, man. You know, give it to me, baby. She did say, though, before I took it, look, once you've taken this, OK, there's no going back. Now, she woke me up with 9/11, because 9/11 was like the big thing then. And I've wasted so much of my life because I'm very much like you, Johnny, because research is so important. Now, I got into the Madeleine McCann story. Now, the reason I got into it was that I donated when it happened back in 2007. I donated a tenner. You know, it was terrible. You know, the thought of losing a little girl like that, God, pulls on the heartstrings. And then when Mrs. Gold Eagle had woken me up, I started watching People's Voice. I was listening to the People's Voice. And I can't believe that from, 11 years ago it was now, I actually know these people, like Richie Allens and the Sonias, and they've really come to the forefront, whereas at the time they were sort of like, you know, a little bit out there. What I do find more and more in our truthing movement is that people tend to go down these rabbit holes. And I had somebody last night, they were questioning. They said, oh, Alistair Williams, comedian, he's a shill because I sent him a load of stuff about imagery and he's blocked me. And I said, well, you know, just because he's blocked you, that's not proof that he's a shill. You know, what other proof have you have? I mean, look, Alistair Williams, comedian, he's a funny guy, really funny guy. I followed him three, four years ago. And he was pushing the Trump. So that's a red flag. OK, he's still on YouTube. That's a red flag. But I've met the guy. He's sweet. You know, I've listened to all his live streams. Anyway, so I sent this and they said, well, I've just checked out your profile and you're a Mason. It's like, it's just crazy. And a lot of my friends as well, I was talking out about Candace Owens. I was saying about the when Candace Owens spoke out. And a friend of mine says, you know, she's a bloke, don't you? And it's like, oh, no, that means I've got to do more research. A UNN supporter told me that Patricia Arquette was a man. So I watched the whole series again, looking out for telltale signs to see whether. Now, there was a little bit of in my research that I did. Her brother or sister, I don't know which you call it, has actually transitioned. So there is a little bit of maybe truth in there. But even when you've got this truth, what are we going to do to it? Because you start telling a normie, oh, she's a man, oh, anything like that, they think you're off your rocker. And this is to get back to what I was saying about you as a researcher, because you're basing what you say on fact. So you can counter, rather than being saying something that is a conspiracy, even though you know that's just a label that they've given it because it's not, you know, it is the truth, but they're saying it's not. And you can work it around so that you talk to people by showing them the proof. And that's the way you got to do it. So, you know, but research takes time and it takes money because, unfortunately, Johnny, you've got to eat. You've got to live. You know, you've even like going to places, it costs a lot of money.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Simon, you come on here and you've spoken about a load of stuff that everybody, including in the chat, including everywhere else, they'll connect with, because we're all trying to find our way on the indie media and we do feel like a bunch of lost sheep, and they keep pulling these psyops on us all the time. I know lots of people are saying like hashtag trans psyop at the moment because of this sort of stuff. You're completely right. Thanks for coming on today. Brilliant guest. So the Gold Eagle Show, Gold Eagle Media, is on various platforms. And I want to also thank Eric Hunley, who you can find on the Unstructured podcast. Join me again tomorrow for the Johnny Vedmore Show on today's News Talk TNT. Thank you for being with me. Bye.